Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes! Brandon Bing and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is live and direct. Texas. Not just Houston, all of Texas. We have a fucking problem. We have a big problem on our hands. We break down the abortion bill and what is coming, what is unfortunately probably coming to a state near you. Joe Rogan caught the coronavirus, and I have suggestions and commentary for him. Plus, people are still carrying on trying to figure out and make excuses to somehow, some way, convince themselves that Kanye West's record isn't a big pile of hot, steaming doo-doo. Woo! All that more in a brand new banging, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles, Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Yes. Start this puppy off with something real proper. Okay, but most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Yes! Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in su casa. I hope everybody's good. I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody's sane. I hope everybody's feeling real nice and real proper. I hope everybody's hanging in the pocket. Like the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones will be hanging in the pocket all season long for the New England Patriots. And he put the new in New England Patriots because they cut my guy Cam Newton. And they got the big boy, Mac Jones, who I know nothing about. But I listen, I read, I watch, and we shall see. But we're not getting into that right now. We're getting into you. I hope everybody's feeling good, safe, sane. Hope everybody is enjoying these last few official days of summer. And I hope everybody has a great, great Labor Day weekend. All right, enjoy yourself. If you're near a beach, slap that banana hammock on and get the fuck out there. Slap the banana hammock on. Slap the suntan oil, the suntan lotion on. Get out there in those streets. If you're in any of these areas that have been affected by the floods, I hope you're dry. I hope you're dried out. I hope nobody's family has suffered. Hope nobody lost their homes, lost their bikes, lost their bird scooters. What, they got the Lime scooters? It's either Lime or Lemon, whatever form of transportation, okay? Your house. Motherfuckers are floating away out here. Hope you guys are all good and safe. I hope everybody's family's good and safe. It's apocalyptic, okay? It's apocalyptic shit going on. Louisiana, fucking Queens, right down the street on the FDR Drive. Everybody was calling me today. Are you okay? Are you all right? You and Mrs. Rappaport okay? I go, first of all, if we got a problem, you'll hear from me first. If I'm floating down 3rd Avenue, floating up the FDR Drive, trust me, it'll be on Instagram. I'm not going to fucking lose out on that kind of viral moment, floating the fuck away, all right, when I'm going for a walk, all right? I am fine. I did see some wild shit. I'm sure everybody saw those videos. I've never seen anything like it, except for till the last time it stormed here in New York. And I was talking to my wife, the aforementioned Mrs. Rappaport, and I was saying, I wonder if that water was getting into the subways 20 years ago and nobody had their phones to capture it. Because these clips of the trains being just blanketed with water, or the pipes busting, or the water going down the stairs, for some reason, those clips are always very short. Like, you never have, like, 7 minutes of it. Or even a minute of it, or 2 minutes. They're always like quick bursts. Not to say they're not real. They're totally real. But why are they so short? And I don't know if rain was doing that shit back in the days. I'll continue to say back in the days. People could argue with me. I'll never succumb to back in the day. Okay? That's just a mistake. That is a mistake that people continue to make. But I mean, I saw some videos out there in Regal Park, Queens. Shout out to Queens. Queens is in the house. Represent, represent. Shout out to all the hip-hop artists from Queens. LL Cool J, Run DMC. The Lost Boys. Nasty Nas. Roxanne Shanté. Mobb Deep. A Tribe Called Quest. 50 Cent. A lot of hip-hop comes from Queens. But I've never seen no shit like that. Where like four corners are floating. This is a city. There ain't nothing country about the boroughs of New York City. Sure, there's some parts deep out there in Queens. They got little bullshit lawns and all that stuff. But this is a fucking city. I was walking through Central Park this morning. I did 6 miles. That's right. You're like, oh, wow, yeah, I did fucking 6 miles this morning. I walked that whole motherfucking park. Okay? There was no flooding there. There were some trees down. I saw some big old-ass trees down in Central Park. I saw some of they had these, like, suction tubes suctioning out some of these little areas with water. But for the most part, it was fine. Everything was fine in Central Park. Again, if there was anything wild, you know I would be the first to tell you. I'd be out there floating around. Wait till there's a blizzard. You don't have to watch the new CNN, Anderson Cooper. They're not going to give you what I'm going to give you when there's a fucking blizzard here this winter. I'm preparing. I'm learning all the cracks and crevices of Central Park. I'm going to be right the fucking Central Park the first time there's a big snowstorm. I can't wait. I haven't done that shit since like 1998, 99. You don't want to deal with the slush, but when it rains, when it snows in New York for the first time, like really snows, it is beautiful. I didn't see anything crazy. Everything is fine now. We're dried up. The next day, we're dried up. I know a lot of people lost their houses. I ain't just talking about New York City. So I hope everybody's okay. I hope everybody's fine worldwide, okay? Because we got new viruses and variants coming in every day. Every day. My wife was telling me some new variants, some alpha, beta, kappa. What was it, babe? The what?
The lambda.
We know about lambda. She tell me about lambda like we don't know about lambda. She's still talking about lambda. We know about lambda.
The gamma.
Gamma, we know. Oh, the, I know, but beside the moon. But the other.
C162.
Oh, yeah. That's. We got that C162 or C192. We don't fact check. We don't fact check. She's still talking about lambda. That's fucking last week's variant. Delta. But they got that moo variant. You know, like cows go moo, but they don't spell it M-O-O. They spell it M-U. That moo variant coming in. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. You're sick of it. I'm sick of it. Everybody's sick of it. We know the facts, the stats. Believe them if you don't. I'll just tell you some stats that I found. COVID. It's killing one person in the United States every 5 minutes and 5 seconds. Making August one of the worst pandemic months so far. I'm just giving you the information. You want to fucking jump down the gringo mandingo's throat? Wait, did I even announce myself as the gringo mandingo on this episode? I don't think I did. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Somebody to Go Fuck Themselves. I got that name today. I was in LES. I was in the Lower East Side. Guy came up to me with a great face and a great New York accent. He said, Mike Rapp, have you told somebody to go fuck themselves today? Said that to me and my beautiful wife. And first thing I said to my wife, I said, poor you. Poor fucking you. That you have to, you're married to this. This is what people say to me when they see me in the street. Mike Rapp, have you told somebody to go fuck themselves? And then I said, what a great name. What a great way to be greeted. He asked me if I told somebody to go fuck themselves because he knew that at some point during the day that I was going to go tell somebody to go fuck themselves, literally or figuratively. So, boom, we have Mr. Go Fuck Yourself. Mr., okay, shadow banned, okay? That's what they call me also, a.k.a. the most disruptive man in comedy. The most disruptive man in comedy. I don't give a fuck who you put me up against right now. Boom, the most disruptive man in comedy. Also, the oldest person to consistently go viral on WorldStar, bitch. What? AKA the oldest person to go consistently viral on WorldStar, bitch. What? I honestly don't think I've ever done that. I've gone this far into a I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast without giving out my name, my code. My acronyms. Is it acronyms? My AKAs. Whatever the fuck it is. We don't fact check at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, okay? For you new listeners. I know there's plenty of new listeners. Welcome. Okay, welcome to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. What does it mean not to fact check? Listen, who has time for that shit? I don't have my phone in front of me, okay? I don't have any notes in front of me. It's raw dog without a bag, professional podcasting. You want fact checking? Go somewhere else. When it's serious stuff, fact check. Okay? When it's statistical stuff, I'll jot it down. But in general, nah. There's plenty of fact-checking in the world. Don't come here if you want the fact-checks. Don't come here if you want your facts checked. Okay? I'm not going to do it for you. Okay? Go listen to, I don't know. There's plenty of places to go listen to. They got The Economist. So all sorts of places you could go to if you want super-duper details and all that shit. Gut instinct, all right? Gut steam, full disruption, professional podcasting in HD. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you already know that the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is no longer on Luminary. Obviously, you found us. But I'm still getting questions from people about that. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is no longer on Luminary. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is on Apple. It is on Spotify. It is on Stitcher. It's on your ham radio. It's on your CD radio. Okay? And we are worldwide. Anybody that lost track of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast while we were behind the paywall, we're glad that we're back, and we're glad that you are back. I don't even know where to start today. I am tired because I think I fucked myself up with that long walk. You know, people like, oh, yeah, it's walking, it's easy. When you do 6 miles of walking, it fucks you up. Fucks your legs up, fucks your hips up. My feet were hurting, and I was wearing my New Balance. I think I got to switch my New Balance. Some people think and have accused me of abandoning my New Balance because I am now an official Air Jordan lunatic. Fucking lunatic with these goddamn sneakers. Not good. I haven't stopped. My wife thinks I stopped. I got 3 fucking pairs coming in the next few weeks. Not good. Not proud of it. Now, she'll see them when they come, but I'm at the point where I don't... It's like, I have a problem. I thought I stopped the Jordan problem. Thought I nipped it in the butt, but I just love them so much. But you can't go walking 6 miles around Central Park in Jordans. I fuck with my New Balances. I fuck with my New Balances, you know, when I'm on stage. But there's something about the Jordans when I'm performing in them. There's something about the Jordans when I'm casually outside. They're like, I don't know, you feel like Mike. Huh. You feel like fucking Mike. You feel good. You walk different. You feel fucking different. And I have way too many sneakers right now. I mean, way too many. And I've given away sneakers. I've donated sneakers. I gave them to my guy, Toby Morse, to just give to fans. I get them for free still, and I pay. That's what, see, if I was just getting them all for free, it wouldn't really be an issue. It would just be a space issue. But I'm paying. I'm paying for the goddamn Jordans, and I'm not proud of it. I have too many pairs of sneakers. I gotta get that under control. I have to get that under control ASAP. But in regards to my New Balance, yeah, I gotta switch my New Balances for my walks because I think I'm actually a power walker. I'm not a heel striker. A lot of people responded to my neighbors upstairs. I know when these motherfuckers wake up. I know when they come home from work. I know this motherfucker upstairs wakes up at 6 a.m. I heard this fuck the other day stomping around at 6 a.m. Him and his wife or his girlfriend. I can't stand both of these fucks. I said, babe, you got to go up there and talk to these people. Because I know if I go up there, she should go up there the first time. Hey, you know, nice, sweet. She's the sugar. I'm the fucking hot sauce. She's the sugar, I'm the spice. Something needs to be done about these heel strikers. Okay? 6 in the morning. Thumping around. And also, I don't understand. It's like, when they go from one room to the other, they don't just stay there. It's like they forget something. And they're making multiple trips. And I know their apartment ain't that big. It's not like it's a 5,000 square foot apartment. But why don't you sit down, get your shit, your phone, your chargers, your computer, whatever the fuck you're doing up there, and settle down. They're not exercising. They're not jumping rope. I think they're in a miserable relationship is what it is. That's why they're always moving around, because they don't want to be in the same space. I really do think that. I've thought about it a lot. I have plenty of time to think about it, because these fuckers, they don't stop thumping. It's like Savion Glover. You would think that the fucking tap dance kid himself lives upstairs. He don't. The tap dance kid does not live upstairs. Trust me. I would know that. And then I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Savion Glover's upstairs. He's fucking tap dancing all day. That's sick. Did a movie with Savion Glover. Bamboozled. I saw that fucking guy tap dance right in front of me. I was like, oh, shit. I was bugging off of Savion Glover. It's a good movie, Bamboozled. Very good movie. Directed by Spike Lee. Proud of that movie. Proud of my performance. And it's should have been cut down 15, 20 minutes, 17 minutes. But nonetheless, it's definitely worth watching. It's good. It'll make you think. It'll cause a conversation if you watch it with somebody. It's definitely a good film. Let's get to it. So, Texas should be ashamed of itself. And this is not the people of Texas. Okay? This is not the people of Texas. I did a rant the other day, and some fans, people, listeners were like, yo, it's not us, Mike Rapp. Dingo, it ain't me. I'm from Texas. I know it ain't you. I know. Trust me, it ain't you. It's hard to not generalize when I'm talking shit so vehemently. Huh? That's a good word, huh? Vehemently. Not fucking bad. Not a bad word for me to throw out there just poof. Off the cuff. But they did it. They fucking did it in Texas. I don't know how they did it. I don't know why they want to do it. I don't know why these red states want to do this. These same states are like, my body, my choice when it comes to vaccines. My body, my choice. Fuck your masks. Fuck your vaccine laws. Want to get in women's business, and not just women's business, women's vaginas business. I've talked on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast about the fact that I have participated in abortions. Obviously, I never got one, but I've been with women who have gotten them. And I'm glad we decided to do that. It's a woman's choice to decide what the fuck she wants to do. Nobody else. The fact that they're pushing, fighting, scrapping to put these laws into effect that after 6 weeks, you could no longer abort a baby, even if you're raped or molested, incest, they don't care. So your father can fuck you, and if you, as a young girl who's probably not in great circumstances, gets pregnant, after 6 weeks, you must keep that mongoloid inbred baby. That's sick. That is sick. That is fucked up. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. And Florida's next, people. Yes, Florida is next. Big Ron DeSantis, he's next. They're going to copy and paste this shit and try to get it popping in Florida. Most women don't even know they're pregnant after 6 weeks, let alone girls, teenage girls, let alone someone who's raped, let alone someone who's abused. They're fighting for their life. They don't know what the fuck is going on. And even if they do know what's going on, it's up to them. I know people have strong opinions about it. 6 weeks? And as of this recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the Supreme Court declined to block the law. You get raped? Fuck you. You get molested? Fuck you. All up in women's business, all up in women's vagina business. And Florida's next. They're trying to copy and paste this shit. This is going to become a new hustle. This will be a new form of hustling and making money. Anybody can sue you if you get an abortion. Anybody can sue you if you assist in somebody getting an abortion with these rules in Texas. If you don't believe me, you don't understand, do some fucking fact-checking for yourself. Not good. Did get on some Handmaid's Tale shit. An abortion clinic in Texas in the last 24 hours terminated 67 pregnancies in 17 hours as women are racing to get procedures before the new law goes into effect. I know people have feelings. I have feelings about it. I have went through it. I'm not a woman, but I've went through it. I've had to make those choices. Okay? Again, I am not a woman who had to actually go through it, who has to live with it. I understand. I'm not trying to put myself in any woman's position. And that's why it is up to a woman to be able to make that decision for herself. Who cares what you believe, fuck? Who cares what your fucking religion believes, fuck? Who cares what you were taught, your values? Fuck you. It's not your vagina. You're not the one who got pregnant. You're not the one who has to deal with it. Not good. It ain't okay. Who's going to pay for these unwanted babies? Is there as diligent Supreme Court laws guaranteeing that somebody's going to take care of these babies? No. Is there money set aside to take care of these babies? No. I'm telling you something. There needs to be fuck class in shit. Well, we got to start doing it in the seventh grade. I think that's 13, 14. We got to start doing it in this fuck health. Fuck hell, fuck classes. Let's cut to it. They already see it all over Instagram. They see it all over goddamn you porn. Where we're going to show you how to have safe sex, girls, boys, because they're fucking. You were fucking. I was a late bloomer to the party. I first freaked off when I was 16. That's late. And that was in the 80s. That was 86. These motherfuckers are out here freaking off. White, black, Puerto Rican, Asian. They fuck young now. And why wouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? Look what they're exposed to. You look on goddamn TikTok, it's goddamn soft porn. I'm watching through TikTok there. I'm like, how old are these people? You should have to put your license up there. I don't want to be looking at no fucking 17-year-old dancing to DaBaby. Hey, these girls are built like fucking brick shit houses out there. How old are you? I'm enjoying this too much. I just assume if you don't look 21 or over, I block. Because I like to look at it. Everybody likes to look at it. You got these girls. You hear the sirens. They're on there working out. And if you like one of these girls' things with their workout videos, their ass-shaking videos, boom, you're in like some sort of system. You're in a file and you can't get out. You can't get the fuck out. They keep you in there. They keep showing you more asses, more dancing, more titty shaking, all of it. You can't get the fuck out. God forbid you come across like a dick swinger. How do you get out of the dick swinging matrix on TikTok? I don't know. I have no idea how you get out of that dick swinging matrix on Twitter. Shout out to Keanu Reeves. His birthday. He's like 75. Looks great. Keanu Reeves looks great. Everybody loves Keanu Reeves. Talking about the Matrix. Anyway, it's not good. What's going on in Texas? And I'm telling you, it is coming to a state near you. But they need fuck classes for these young kids. I ain't talking about like, oh, I'm talking about this is how you don't get pregnant. You bag it up. Girls, you need to, you think this guy's cute? You think Hector in your history class is cute? We put you on birth control because you're hot to trot. Hector's hot to trot. You guys are going to fuck each other. You don't even know how to work. This Hector doesn't know how to work his dick yet. His fuck game ain't insane. His fuck style ain't Buckwild. He's 13. He shouldn't be fucking. This ain't Adam and Eve. This ain't biblical times. Hector don't know what the fuck he's doing. And little Lisa shouldn't be doing it. No one should be. You got to have fuck classes. We hand out condoms. Fuck, they're not using the condoms. Are the condoms in the porno videos that they're watching, growing up watching on YouPorn? No. Are the condoms in the videos that they're watching? I don't know where they watch now. YouPorn is probably nothing to these teenagers. They probably laugh at YouPorn. The shit that they're exposed to. They got all kinds of wild shit. Make a guy like me blush. And I've seen it all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it all. I haven't done it all. Done a lot, but I have not done it all. I'm kind of a prude. But that's not the road we're going down. We're not going down how I freaks off. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not discussing that. Ladies and gentlemen, okay? We ain't thinking or discussing my fuck style right now. That's not the point.
Going on.
Joe Rogan got COVID. He got fucking COVID. And he had to cancel his shows, big shows. You think anybody goes to see Joe Rogan shows? He's doing shows with Dave Chappelle. Now, I know, listen, I fuck with Joe Rogan. But do you think anybody, like, you think Joe Rogan goes on after Dave Chappelle? No. Joe Rogan's doing shows with Dave Chappelle. People are coming to see Dave Chappelle do comedy. Joe Rogan is prolific. I say this all the time. I respect Joe Rogan. I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan does, says, but he's smart. He's thoughtful. He fucked up with this one. He got the monster. I don't know if he got the Mu variant, the Lambda variant, the Delta variant, the N916 variant. I don't care. I'm not fact-checking what variant Joe Rogan has. Can't expect me to fact-check what the next man got in his system from running around like shit is sweet when it's not sweet. You don't like masks. You don't like vaccines. You get the monster. I hope he's fine. I hope he's good. I hope his family is good. I respect him. Podcast OG, UFC OG, extremely prolific. But he went on Instagram, social media, talking about his experience, all these drugs he's taken, horse dewormer. You know what that means? A horse dewormer? My mom has horses. You ever seen a pile of shit that a horse drops? Talking 5-6 pounds of shit. I see it all the time in Central Park. These carriages in Central Park with their horses. There's no rules for that. You got to walk around with shit bags if you have a dog. You take these tourists from, I don't know where the fuck you are, Saint-Tropez, where you from, Montana, from Ireland, you're walking around Central Park, you decide to take one of these horse and carriage buggies. Cool, fine, do your thing. Charge you up the wazoo. When that horse drops one of those 6, 7, 8 pound deuces on the path that I walk every day, the guy don't have to stop and bag up. Okay? When that horse has worms, he takes this drug called, the fuck is it called, babe? Ivermectin. So Joe Rogan gets on there explaining how he went to the other end of his house. Okay, most people don't have another end of the house. Some people don't have another a room in their house. Talk about some tone-deaf, dumb shit. None of your fans that listen to your podcast have another end to their house. They have outside. They have a bathroom. They have a bathtub. Talking about his IVs. He probably had a doctor on call 24/7. This guy's very wealthy. And that's his privilege. He earned it. But to go up there and explain your situation like anybody that listens to your podcast has the same situation, you sound wild on the yard. And they're thumping around upstairs. Motherfuckers. You sound crazy on the yard, Joe. Some people are like, you're talking about Joe Rogan. Don't you want to go on his podcast? Fuck no. You fuck about anybody else's podcast, the next man's podcast. I'm the Gringo Mandingo. I'm Mr. Go Fuck Yourself. You fuck about nobody's podcast. Full disruption, only disruption, top to bottom, professional podcasting. I don't adhere to that. Going on Joe Rogan's podcast, anybody else's podcast, ain't gonna do nothing for me. Okay? It's gonna make their podcast look good. Because I'm gonna be the best, the most disruptive, the most honest, the most nuanced. Okay? That's what I do when I go on other people's podcasts. Ask your guy Billy Blue Eyes, Bill Simmons. Eh? Come back on. Everybody loves it. Come on my HBO show. Everybody loves it. Can't replace this. Okay? I came out the womb doing this shit. Now I'm just a finely tuned disruptive machine. Woo! Play Joe Rogan's entire thing explaining his journey. Taking barbiturates, IU bags, IV bags of cat piss. Okay? All the concoctions he had with a doctor on call at his crib where you could go from one side to the other side of the house and leave your family like shit is sweet. They're not even thinking, where's dad? They know where the fuck he is. He's on the other side of the property. And that's great. Play the entire thing.
Hello, friends. So I got back from the road Saturday night. Feeling very weary. I had a headache and I just felt just run down. And just to be cautious, I separated from my family, slept in a different part of the house. And throughout the night, I got fevers and sweats and I knew what was going on. So I got up in the morning, got tested, and turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. And I also got an NAD drip and a vitamin drip. And I did that 3 days in a row. And so here we are on Wednesday, and I feel great. I really only had one bad day. Sunday sucked, but Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday, and today I feel good. I actually feel pretty fucking good. That's the good news. The bad news is we have to move the Friday show in Nashville. It's going to move to Sunday, October 24th. So that will be the new Nashville date. My apologies to everyone. Obviously, there's nothing that I can control. It is what it is. Crazy times we're living in. But a wonderful, heartfelt thank you to Modern Medicine for pulling me out of this so quickly and easily. And my love to all of you. Thank you. Bye.
He told you. He got everything. Guy should open a private hospital for all the fans, all the listeners of his podcast and all his shit, and give them the same treatment. Everything. Tried it all. Full cocktail. Got the full Dick Stain Donald Trump cocktail. He's good. Boom. In and out of his system. Like nothing. Because he got the full cocktail. That's what Dick Stain Donald Trump had. All sorts of drugs. Antifreeze. gargling, drinking cockroach spray, right? Rubbing athlete's foot cream up your nose to help get back your sense of smell. I got a friend, good friend of mine, got the monster. It's been a month. He could literally pick a bag of his dog's dog shit up, put it up to his nose. That's how he tests his smell. It's a fact. Good friend of mine. He picks a bag of his dog's dog shit up, puts it up to his nose to see if his smell has come back every morning. Can't smell anything. And his dog takes them good shits. I've seen them. Can't taste. Put Tabasco sauce in the middle of his tongue. Nothing. Chocolate, nothing. It's been a month, and this is a healthy person. Oh, yeah, he's real healthy. Joe Rogan should open up a private hospital for all his fans and give them that same treatment. Otherwise, no one wants to hear about it. You're living in a world that nobody is living in. It's been almost a week. It's called a pivot. People are still carrying on about Kanye West and his bum-ass record. Still trying to decode his bum-ass record. Still trying to make excuses for his bum-ass record. Sad. Sad. But you never listen to one Sean Price song. You say you love hip-hop. You never listen to one Sean Price, Sean P song. Miles Jordan, play the first verse of Straight Music from the late, great Brownsville Barbarian, Sean Price.
Stuck in the jam. Why you want to fuck with me, fam? I'm trying to live a square life. You want to fuck up my plan? Under a bus, fucker. I throw you under a van. Throw the van in reverse and then I do it again. Grand Theft Auto, the man with the sketch also. Two turntables detected to touch torso. Nigga thinking that the family sweet. Run up on ruck and get beat with hands and feet, nigga. Kimbo slicing the slice of Jim Kelly. Fingo popping and into your thin belly. Fuck being humble, I'm better than everybody. Melancholy niggas get hit with a heavy shotty. Dumb fuckers don't know how the rules go. Young pups can't fuck with the Cujo. You bark better than you bite. Yeah, I bark when I'm better when I fight.
Okay. That's an MC. That's hip-hop. People are trying to figure out whether or not Yeezy, Ye, whatever the fuck this guy's name is, whether or not he cheated on his wife. There's some subliminals. Who cares? Did he cheat on you? Are you married to him? Who cares? You're trying to decipher this shit. Like you're gonna make some money. Like there's some bag of gold at the end of the rainbow. Second verse from Straight Music, please.
Some of the nicest nigga in the game is friends. If I do a song with him, then the friendship will end. Saw a loser, spit in the raw, ignore rumors. That nigga's frauds like John Claude and broad bloomers. East Coast niggas, West Coast niggas. I eat most niggas with the sketch close, nigga. I make you mad you living. Fucking with Sean Pranks, that's a bad decision. I was once fucked up from the ash I've risen. Lot of fights almost got slashed in prison. I had money on my head, you can ask my image. This rap is a actual fact that's written. I will fuck a nigga up, but if cash is given, I will split a nigga head, call it bad division.
That's fucking Sean P. P. Anyway. Football's coming up, okay? Football is starting next week. NFL football is starting on Thursday. That's great. We got the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers going against dem boys, the Dallas Cowboys, next Thursday. All right? Next Thursday, it is going down. It is going down. I can't wait. You know, I was going to do the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, NFL predictions, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for next week, okay? Because next week is when it really, really pops up and pops off. This is just another masterpiece. Sometimes I just have to pat myself on my back for being able to do it podcast after podcast after podcast after disruptive podcast. What more can I say to quote the great Jay-Z, Jigga Man, S. Carter? Came, saw, disrupted. Came, saw, disrupted. I'm done. I want everybody to have a great Labor Day weekend. Okay, if you're listening to this past Labor Day weekend, I want everybody to just continue to stay safe, stay sane, and enjoy it all while you can. Enjoy your health. Enjoy the weather. Okay, enjoy your life to the best of your ability while you can. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, boom. Take me out of here with something real proper, boom. But most importantly, end this puppy, end this I Am Rappaport Museum quality episode with something really loud and something really funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.